off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're back. It is the Tuesday night edition. And yes, we didn't have a live show yesterday. So if you're wondering why there's no Monday Night Archive, now you understand. And of course, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streams that we have there. We got a broadband stream as well as a dial-up stream. It's all free at freetalklive.com. By the way, we did a server migration this weekend. We upgraded to a newer, stronger, more powerful server for our website. So some of you may have had some issues. In fact, I've got a report that apparently some people still have some issues. So if freetalklive.com is not quite working correctly for you tonight, it should be working no later than tomorrow for you. I mean, I didn't realize it would still be having quirks today. I thought it would all be ironed out by this point. It's just one of those technical things.
I didn't really notice anything. I mean, everything's been fine for my use.
For most people, it probably wasn't noticeable, but for just a few people, it might be. All right, so as always, we've got all kinds of good stuff to talk about, but we're focusing on the Nolan situation, the tragedy there, which, of course, was generated by the government, by the failure of government, and, of course, the continuing string of failures that have come after the fact by the government. I mean, government is what is making it so people aren't getting rescued. They're turning back. They're turning back supplies, they're turning back help, they're saying, we don't need you. Walmart comes up with three trucks full of water, we don't need you, go away. You don't need it? You don't want this assistance? And then, of course, people are calling for changes in FEMA, people are saying it needs to be restructured, reorganized, and funded more. No! No, if you want more people to live in the future, dismantle FEMA. Get rid of it and allow the marketplace to function correctly. Allow people to help others on their own volition, to organize spontaneously instead of having the centrally controlled garbage that we currently have today.
You know, it seems like everybody I've been listening to on the news, their answer is some kind of government intervention or another. It seems like somehow government in people's mind is responsible for fixing problems here, and I really don't know how to approach it. I do generally believe that that free market solutions are the best, but it seems like there's a huge demand side market for government intervention catastrophes.
Well, people have been just brainwashed over the years. In fact, we have an email that I'd like to get to sometime this hour by somebody who's actually questioning our suggestion that we're suggesting that if it were left to private industry, private charities, individuals, that the jobs would get done in a much better, more efficient fashion. And he's actually questioning that. And we'll get to that coming up. If you want to email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Greg, I believe it was. Greg in Missouri. Greg, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
One thing I wanted to kind of give for food for thought is I went through the flood in Kansas City in 93.
Mm-hmm.
And as an electrician doing a lot of repair, I know that anything that cannot be sanitized that was underwater, mm-hmm. any surface, will have to be replaced.
Okay. Sure, it's gross.
And every wall will be full of mud. It'll be such a job. I think they'd probably be better off.
Hello? Greg, you know, I think he was going to say better off just leaving it. Just leaving the city as is and just being done with it.
Well, many people have suggested, and it's really the only thing you can do, is bulldoze it or set it on fire or whatever. I say leave it as reef.
Reef?
Well, if you stop to think that anything that was underwater that is consumed by humans, whether it's a bottle of whiskey or whatever, will have to be thrown away. They won't allow you to keep that.
Yeah, you're right. The whole process would be just so costly. It'd be cheaper to just take the billions of dollars and build a whole new city, probably.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Greg. We appreciate it. Great point. 800-259-9231. I'm a little confused here. I thought we talked to Gil before, but I think Gil is, I don't know, Gil in Texas. Thought we talked to you last hour, Gil. Are you there?
It's another Gil.
Different Gil. Okay.
That's our problem, Gil.
Well, I'm calling in behalf of support of FEMA. And
great.
If there are any residents living in the New Orleans area, take the mayor's advice and get out and let the Federal Emergency Management Association handle it.
Why are you supporting FEMA?
Because we're the U.S. government. We know what the hell we're doing.
Oh, are you a member of FEMA?
Doggone tooth I am.
Oh, is that
and
right?
You've got to believe we know what we're doing. I mean, look at the legislation. Look at what the people voted on. You want us down here. You cried, you moaned, you bit.
Are you being facetious, Gil?
Absolutely not. I am dead serious. I mean, there was a government car parked in front of my very home this afternoon with a gentleman in army fatigues getting out. He put a low jack on his car. He didn't want nobody taking his car. He checked his car twice.
Okay.
I mean, outside my very apartment.
What's that got to do with FEMA?
We know what we're doing. We're handling our business.
I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that. I'm in Port Arthur.
They're policing my very home. I'm not even in the
What's the reason for shutting off the city for not allowing anybody in that wants to help out?
Because we're the federal government. We know what we're doing. We're handling this situation. We got it by the
You're so full of it, Gil. You're playing games.
The bull things. And that's exactly what we're doing. We know what we're doing. We're playing games. We're playing games with it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Gil. 800-259-9231. I don't know what that was all about.
Baffled and confused.
Anyway, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, well, hello, guys. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while, Jim.
Whenever a bureaucrat tells you when you ask him a specific question, no, we know what we're doing. you're being played.
You know, most of them are just incompetent, but I'm sorry. I have to believe that the ones at the top giving the orders, they're in on a bigger plan.
What do you mean by that?
I'm talking conspiracy. I know you guys hate to
You
hear
love
conspiracy.
A good conspiracy, Gene. All right, what is it this time?
Well,
don't tell me they controlled the weather.
No, it's called...
You don't really believe that one, do you?
Yeah, I do. America destroyed by design. I think the people at the top are given these orders for a reason. They're not doing this just because they're incompetent. I don't believe that people could be as incompetent as what's going on down there.
Why do they want to do that, Gene?
Why do they want to do it? Like you said, they scream for more money, don't they?
Yeah.
They say, oh, yeah, we need more money. We need more control. We need more power. That's the reason they do it. I mean, it's pretty simple.
But they've always been doing that. It's not necessarily just FEMA. I mean, whenever a government organization fails, whether it be the DMV or the Department of Education, they always ask for more money. And that's because that's just the way government works. When they fail, they get funded extra.
Right. We're marching down the same path that that Germany did when Hitler was running it right before World War II.
And we agree that we're marching down that path, no doubt about it. We're definitely going on a path towards totalitarianism and more control. But
and you don't think Hitler was guilty? Of a conspiracy prior to World War II?
Sure he was.
Okay, well, how do you know? I mean, I realize you don't want to believe it, but and I don't have the proof.
Not necessarily
but
that I don't
do
want to believe
know
it.
That
I just don't care.
Hitler.
Gene, I just don't care. It doesn't affect me whether or not there is a conspiracy or not. What affects me is getting out there and being an activist and making a difference for liberty and bringing more people over to our side.
Well,
because whether or not there is a conspiracy, more people on our side is a good thing. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it will affect you if they're successful. Anyway, change your subject.
Why don't they come and kill us, then? Why don't they come and take Free Talk Live out? Why don't they take out anybody that is contrary to what it is that they want done?
Maybe they don't have the level of power they need to do
that. Oh, come on. Anybody can order a hit, Gene. I could order a hit if I wanted to.
Yeah. Maybe they're still trying to discover who Manwich really is.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, they probably think you're involved in food processing or something.
Maybe so, Gene.
Anyway,
else on your mind?
Yeah, sure. The bulletin board system. And you see how that little thread I started there, Christian anarchy is the only sensible answer.
It's a very popular thread.
I think it's your most popular one ever.
It may be.
It's got 445 replies and almost 2,000 views.
Wow. You are just a popular guy, Gene.
Hey,
thank you for the call, as always, man.
Stir it up, anyway.
Keep it up, dude. 800-259-9231.
And that is what it's all about.
You know, conspiracy charges are interesting. They really are. But they don't have any bearing on whether or not we're going to be free in the future. We're either going to be free because we fight for it, or we're going to be slaves because we sit back and take it. Doesn't matter who's giving the orders or who's in control or who's having secret meetings. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts. Over 44,000 posts now. There's a bunch of them there. Almost 800 users interacting. It's totally free. Yeah, it's a lot of fun at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can join us and join our friends over the Free State Project. We'd like you to join the Free State Project. That is, if liberty is important to you, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. So, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We've been talking about the tragic situation in New Orleans and how the government is at fault, as it always is. And no amount of restructuring, no amount of increased funding, none of it will change the fact that the government will continue to fail at saving lives in the future. It is not the best organization to be attempting to save lives, and we just need to dismantle FEMA completely. Anyway, we could rant about that, but we got your calls coming through here. In fact, ladies come first, and of course, this is your show. You can call in about anything, so we must go to Sierra in Pennsylvania. Sierra, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, I'm Sierra.
Hi, Sierra.
I want to talk about homeschooling.
You do? How old are you?
11.
You're 11 years old, and you want to talk about homeschooling on Free Talk Live. Well, by all means, what's on your mind?
Well, my mom wants to homeschool me, and I don't know what to do because I don't want to be homeschooled.
Why?
Because of my friends. I would be bored, and that's what my other friend said, and she was homeschooled.
Hmm. Don't you think your mom will be good at homeschooling you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, you've been going to a regular school up until now?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, just from my experience in life, Sierra, now I'm 25 and you're 11, so I've got about 14 years on you. If I had had the chance to go to homeschool, I might have felt the same way as you, but if I had actually gone to homeschool, I would be so grateful right now to my parents for doing that for me, because did you know that homeschooled kids are about the smartest group of kids in America?
I don't know.
Yeah, homeschool kids, they always win the spelling bees. They always win all the contests out there. I mean, homeschooling is the best option for you, Sierra. And you can still hang out with your friends. You can still get together with them. I mean, they usually have to wait till, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon to get out of school? You might be done by noontime. That might give you an extra 2 or 3 hours a day of free time. You could actually be waiting at your friend's house by the time they come home from school. I think there's a lot of really cool things about homeschooling.
Would you do it with your kids?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if I had a kid, and I don't yet, but if I have one, we will definitely homeschool the child.
Oh.
Because it's the best way to educate people. I mean, Manwich, am I right about this, or am I right?
Studies show time after time that homeschoolers, get a better education. There's somebody who's going to be teaching you that cares.
Your friends are really just jealous, Sierra. They're jealous because you're not going to have to get on that ugly old school bus in the morning. You're not going to. You ride the school bus right now, right?
Well, I'm a walker.
You're a walker. Oh, even worse. You don't have to get out and walk to school. All you have to do is roll out of bed. You know, it's more flexible. There's no teachers telling you what to do. It's just mom or dad, and you know, depending on who's going to be doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
So I say go for it. And I say give it a shot.
Yeah, at least give it a try.
Give it a shot for a half of a year or a year, and I'm sure if you really hate it, your mom will let you go somewhere else.
School will still be there.
Yeah, I think that you're going to find it to be a lot of fun. You're going to be able to do things that the kids in school could only dream about doing. So give it a shot, Sierra. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. What a sweetheart, huh?
Do you think that's our youngest caller?
I think so, yeah. We've had a call as young as 13 in the past, but I think 11 probably.
Well, we kind of had a block there when we were on the FM station, you know.
We didn't have a block.
Didn't we have a minimum?
No, there was never a minimum on Free Talk Live. We'll take anybody.
I thought we talked
that
about
that was
it.
The show that we replaced. The show that we originally replaced had a block of 25. You couldn't be less than 25.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, let's keep going here. We got Tom in London. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello. Hello, Tom in London. Going once. Tom in London. Going twice. See you, Tom. Let's go to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey,
well, how are you?
Oh, well, watching my country disintegrate before me, I can't tell you that I'm feeling that great, but I wanted to throw something out on the floor and see what you guys thought about it.
Okay.
Is there any kind of legislation without the horrible length of a trial in that, can someone just relieve President Bush of his presidency? I mean,
well, who's going to? I mean,
I really, if you could just let me get this thought out.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
This man has appointed people into positions where they have absolutely no idea what they're doing. No idea.
They never know what they're doing.
How to stage disaster relief. I mean, it's incredible what we're witnessing.
Jeff, you're right. It is incredible. The incompetence and the stupidity that we're witnessing is incredible, but it doesn't matter if it's George Bush or Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter. They all don't know what in the world they're doing, and they all staff their administration with a bunch of idiots. And even if their administrations were, you know, full of geniuses, it still wouldn't make bureaucracy work correctly.
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, you can sit there and crow about how bad George Bush is all day long, but it doesn't matter if you replace him, Jeff. You couldn't do a better job because central planning fails. The Russians proved it.
It's really not. I mean, I'm not just attacking him. I mean, obviously everyone is responsible in government.
Yeah, and we're responsible for putting him there and putting up with this crap.
It's fun to take a few pot shots at him now and then.
Sure.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, how long are we supposed to suffer as a country, you know, these kinds of decisions, the decision to take us to war, the decision to leave the borders wide open. I mean, where as a nation can we stand up, legally,
I can
stand up and say, how can we remove this person? How can we begin a process of removing the cancers from the body to get some healing going?
We talk about the how every night here on Free Talk Live, and the how, it's the only way we can figure out is the Free State Project.
How do you feel about that, Jeff?
I think it's a great idea. If you're going to have a disaster after you set that up, I think you got an X on your forehead. But I mean, I'm not opposed to it in any way.
It's the only. You're asking the question if there's any plan out there. This is it. I mean, as far as it does, again, it doesn't matter who you replace the president with. We're all at fault for putting up with this garbage time after time. People
looking at this
failure and continuing to pay taxes. You know, that's another thing it's going to take is for people to just stop participating with this government. Just withdraw all your taxes from them.
One problem that you are going to have to deal with in that situation, and the federal government is beginning to do this, is like where, and I'm not advocating drug use, it's just an idea, but where the federal government stepped in California and said, we don't care if it is a state law that your doctors can prescribe marijuana to your patients.
Yeah,
we'll
it's
come
disgusting.
In and the federal government will arrest you anyway.
Well, you know, what's going to take is in the face of this tyranny is for people to stand up and say, I've had enough. Now, whether that means you're going to join the Free State Project or not, that's up to you. But either way, if you don't, stand up and say, I'm sick of it. You know, you want to arrest marijuana smokers? Well, I'm going to go down to the police station with 50 other people and smoke marijuana out in front of the police station. We need civil disobedience. We need people refusing to pay taxes. We need people to stand up and say, this is it. We're sick of it. Thanks for the call, Jeff. More coming back at your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231.
And check out the archives at freetalklive.com. The last 6 days of the show are there, and at the very end of the list of the shows that are in convenient one-hour compartmentalized MP3 format is a link to downloadradio.com, and you can go to download.org,
actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Downloadradio.org.
It says right there, downloadradio.org.
Mm.
And you can go there and check out the... It's months worth of archives, all the way back to March 1st.
No, actually, it's like a rolling couple months worth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Now they're not as big of a file as the MP3 file we have, but it's nice to have
the exact
them.
Same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of space they've got there. What did you sell ads to run that?
I don't know, man.
Speaking of ads, get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings.
Nice segue, by the way.
Thank you. With great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL, that's Free Talk Live, so you know that we're closely affiliated to this advertiser. And you can save 10% good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and all the other gifts they have on the website.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it is. You know, if somebody's having a birthday or special situation, you know, weddings, if you need to send gifts for a wedding, all these sort of things, you can ship them anywhere in the world through 1-800-Flowers.com.
It's your florist of choice.
That's right.
All right. So we got calls coming in, but you wanted to comment on what Jeff said right before we went away for a moment there.
It might sound a little mean.
He was asking what the solution is, because the government's out of control, the government's getting more tyrannical, and Jeff was wondering, what can we do about all this?
You know, it might sound mean, and it's not meant to be. I listen every night of the week, six nights a week. You know, we're on here 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Yep.
I listen to people, and there's often people that call in. It's like, what are we going to do, people? What are we going to do about freedom and liberty in this country? The government has run amok. And, you know, the Libertarian Party is a relatively large party compared to, say, the Free State Project.
Absolutely. There are, I think, about 20,000 members in the Libertarian
Party. And if you think about the Constitution Party, which is essentially the Libertarian Party, except they're pro-abortion.
A lot of ways. No, I wouldn't even make that statement. The Constitution Party is xenophobic.
Anti-abortion. It's immigration and abortion is the only two places.
They're crazy on the drug war as well. I mean, if you go and look at their planks and their platform, I would never draw that.
Well, certainly everybody from the Natural Law Party.
Okay.
They're liberty-loving, and there's a lot of liberty-loving Republicans.
Anyway, we're not here to attack the political parties.
There's a lot of liberty-loving Republicans
there. I would say that in a country of 290 million people, there should be at least 1 million people who have an appreciation for being free. And having liberty.
One would certainly think. And we talk about the Free State Project on this show all the time.
Yeah.
And it, you know, what is the Free State Project at? 6,800 people? Now, I realize we're well within the parameters of what we can, the Free State Project considers reasonable growth, but at the same time, you know, it's the only hope for freedom. And people say, oh, what are we going to do? Well, we tell you every night what to do. Join the Free State Project. It really is your only chance
and
for liberty in your
I
lifetime.
I want to make this clear as well. We don't get paid a stipend if you join the Free State Project. We don't benefit at all beyond the fact that the membership number increases and more people, more liberty lovers are going to move together to
and
the same
state. And we care
state.
Deeply about that. We were members of the Free State Project months.
Year. I was members a year or two before
we started
before
being sponsored. They started being a sponsor here. We went out and got them.
We ran their commercials before they were even paying for them.
Yeah, and the people joined as a result of them, and then therefore they asked us if they could kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we of course gave them a proposal, but whatever.
Your point is well made, Manwich, and if you want something to happen, you have to take action. You can't sit there. It's one thing to sit there and watch Fox News or CNN and get angry. Look at what this government's doing. They're so incompetent. They're so stupid. Boy, we need to make some changes here. Boy, what can we do to make changes here?
And they are incompetent and stupid.
The Libertarian Party's been around for 30 years, and they're still getting barely 5% in local elections,
mm-hmm.
if they're lucky.
Hey, we got 31 just the last.
That was
last
in a
election.
Two-way election. In a three-way election, you're lucky to pull 5% if you've got the best possible libertarian candidate ever. Of course, you've got the Republicans and the Democrats setting the rules for political play, so they can actually exclude all the third parties anyway. I mean,
mm-hmm.
during the presidential election, our candidate and the Green Party candidate were arrested outside of one of the presidential events.
Right.
No coverage.
The news ignored them. We've got years and years ahead of us just to get back to where we were in 1984 as far as freedom went with when Anderson ran.
What you've got to do is do something concrete, something big. Now, I suggested civil disobedience and not paying taxes for those of you who aren't able to pick up and move. But if you can pick up and move, and I firmly believe that anybody who really wants to be free will find a way to do it. I understand. If you've got a family, if you've got ties, if you've got a few houses that you own. I mean, you've got some houses, man. Which, you've got a wife.
I've got a wife who's not moving.
Yeah, neither of us have kids, but I understand people have roots. But, man. Think about what the founding fathers did. Think about the people that came here from Great Britain and all the other countries. People that picked up their lives and went to a different country, went to a whole different landmass just so they could have a shot at being free.
Yeah.
They knew that if they left their tyrannical state and they went somewhere else, they'd be more free than where they currently were. If you go to New Hampshire today, you'll be more free tomorrow. If you went to New Hampshire tomorrow, you'd be more free. There's no sales tax. There's no in-state income tax there? I mean, it's already the most free state
in
the union.
The free staters that are there are making concrete, measurable results. They're starting.
There's only 100 or so of
them. Yeah, there's just 100 people have moved out of the 6,800 that are signed up.
We've had people do
and as soon as we get to the 20,000 mark, that's when everybody's supposed to start looking at moving.
I wish we and by the way, once the Free State Project reaches the 20,000 member mark, and we're just about to 7,000 at this point. Once we reach 20,000,
well,
there's
just 5 years
clear.
If everybody who is listening to this broadcast tonight, if less than everybody who's listening tonight went and joined, the 5 years would start tomorrow.
Yeah, well, when we reach 20,000, there's a 5-year window in which everybody has to move. Anyway, we'll come back to this. Tom is back on the line. He's calling from London, so we need to go to you, Tom. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey. Hey, it's a drink licensing. Yeah.
It's what? Oh, drink licensing.
Yeah, it's annoying me. Basically, in the 19th century, you could basically get a license to sell drinks for virtually nothing.
You Are you talking about liquor or alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beer, wine, spirits,
right.
Whatever. You could basically get a license in the 19th century for virtually nothing.
Okay.
And then they, in 1869, they basically said, when the First World War started, they basically restricted the amount of time pubs could open.
Mm.
Made them close at 9:30 in the evening, for instance. Because,
is that still going on today?
No. Extended it. It's now 11:30 in the evening.
Ooh, how generous.
Where are pubs not only allowed to open till...
This is Great Britain. He's calling from London.
But no, yeah, come on. I know the bars are open past 11:30 in London.
Yeah, but that's only a recent thing. That's only in the last 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
But basically, it's amazing because everyone rightly criticizes the government here when they restrict our liberties. And then when they actually do something like promising to make more liberties, make our liberties better, and give us more liberties, the press criticizes them as harshly, if not more.
Because they don't want more freedoms. Hang on, Tom, if you can. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about liquor licensing and how it's a scam. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with a brand new Shriner, Sergeant Dawn. You should go check her out at freetalklive.com. It is the ladies that listen to the show that have taken the time to take their photo and send it in because they want to be included. And it's not a beauty contest, so go check it out for yourself, freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can amp the show. We heard from one of our amplifiers earlier tonight. It's easy. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it's totally voluntary. We give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, whether it be the archives, the last 6 days of the show, the Shrine, the bulletin board system. All of it's on the house. It always will be. But we'd love to have your help AMP the show, and that stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Your $3 a month, well, we'll turn that right around after PayPal takes their cut, because you know, they got to take a cut. But after we get our $2.61 out of it, we'll take that money and we will buy advertising for the show. We already are doing it, as a matter of fact. The amplifiers are making the difference between a 16th of a page ad and a half page ad in Talkers Magazine, and that's making a huge difference.
It really is. It's amazing, the difference.
People are noticing us now.
Yeah, people know who we are when we call, and program directors have called us,
yeah, so
requesting the show.
If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to hear it on more radio stations, you want to hear more more people on the internet listening to this show, AMP's the way to do it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Check out all the details. In fact, when we reach our goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by at least 25%. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's a real big thank you going out to all the people who are amplifiers.
The over 80-something people, 85, almost 90 people that are amplifiers.
Thanks for believing in the show as much as we do.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Back to the phones, back to the fun, too. Tom is gone from London. Hey, you know, he's calling from London.
Yeah.
Probably not cheap. We appreciate it. But what he was talking about...
He wants to get to the pub before it closes.
Well, he was talking about liquor licensing, and he said that way back in the 1800s, it didn't cost anything for a liquor license, and nowadays it costs quite a bit of money. I think here in the state of Florida, it's something like $10,000. I don't know if that's per year or for one time kind of a deal. But it's not cheap.
I'm not sure, but you know, I know in the selling of them that there's more money to be getting, you know, be gotten in the transfer. You know, they
the selling the license,
right?
Because there's a finite amount,
right?
Yeah, that's right. So if you were to want to open up your own bar and you contact the Division of Licensing for Liquor, they'll tell you, "Well, looks like we're not giving out any licenses this year. Sorry." Click. Oh, wait a minute. I thought this was a free country, man. Which I thought in a free America, you could just go and open a business if you had a vision. You know, if you had a vision that you wanted to bring the spirits to the American people.
Yeah. I have a vision of drunk people.
At a
it doesn't really
price.
Matter.
You want to bring liquor to people at the lowest price in the area?
Yep.
You can't, because some government bureaucracy has been set up to control the amount of business that can be transacted in the liquor industry. You can't get into the game if there are no liquor licenses left. So then, like you were saying, you have to go and find somebody that wants to auction off theirs or possibly sell off their existing license to you. And if they're in business and they're making money, they're not going to sell you their license. So you're just SOL. They put a cap on the amount of people that can distribute liquor.
Yeah, it's not really free, is it?
And it's like that with taxi cabs as well. In New York City, you have to have a taxi medallion in order to be able to drive a taxi cab. Well, because there are only so many medallions, and it costs like $100,000 to get a medallion, there are people with underground taxi cabs that go around, and you know they're not marked. You just have to know the number to call to get taxi service, and then you can get it at a cheaper rate and stuff like that.
I love this country, and I'm certainly proud of its heritage, but when people talk about it being a free country, you have to, these are the questions that pop to my mind. Are you free to open any business you want to open?
Nope. No, you're not.
Are you free to sell liquor to people?
No. Nope.
After, say, 2 p.m.?
No.
Or whatever?
Some counties, not at all. Some counties are dry.
Yeah.
You can't sell beer.
These aren't free freedoms. That's democratic, you know?
Some majority at some point, or some majority elected some jerk, and then he went and set some rules. And now, as a result, the industries are constricted. You know, what that does, what the liquor licensing game does, is it restricts supply. It restricts and there's plenty of demand out there for it, no doubt about it. So if you were to let more people get into the business, prices would probably drop. More people out there.
I don't know if they'd drop by much.
They would drop. You better believe that. They
would drop.
Service would get better. There'd be more choices out there.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great for the consumer if we got rid of licensing entirely. Now, okay, I know. Somebody might call in and say, but what about protecting us from bad businesses? That's what licensing's for. It's to protect us from bad businesses.
It's really not. It's a protection racket for the businesses that are currently in place.
Yeah, it allows the businesses that have been established to stay established, and to not have any new competitors come out of nowhere. No need to have any startups come threaten your market share. The government will protect you, business owners.
Yeah.
Because who's on the liquor licensing board? I guarantee you it is the longest running liquor distributors in the entire area, in the areas. You know, in the restaurant associations, the restaurant, the people that regulate restaurants, the health code people, there's frequently restaurant business people on those boards.
That's all it is.
Regulations.
Generally.
Yeah. They set the rules so the newbies have to pay through the nose to get into the business, if they're even allowed to get in the business at all.
And not because, if they can help it.
And because a business has a license, doesn't have any bearing whatsoever on the quality of their service. I've had plenty of licensed businesses give me crap can service.
Absolutely.
And shrug their shoulders when I call them up. Okay, let's see. I need my roof. My roof needs to get patched. You guys came out here. It's still leaking. Okay, we'll get to you in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do about
Where's my protection? I mean, you know, the licensing's there. The fact is, if a guy doesn't belong in the plumbing business, doesn't know anything about plumbing, and opens a plumbing business, well, he's going to look pretty silly because people are going to ask him questions. Yeah. He's not going to know the answers.
Yeah, word's going to get around, and he's not going to get any referrals. That's the biggest way that people get business. I mean, if somebody comes to my house and does repair for me, and they do a super job, I'm going to tell everybody I know about it because it's that bad around here. It's so hard to find good construction help. Whew, let me tell you. And they're all licensed. And they're miserable. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out in your email box. If you're on the updates list, you can sign up for free at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's best-selling birthday flower cake. Or celebrate summer occasions with great savings on grower specials. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and lots of other gifts. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
This is your show. You can call in, talk about anything. Let's go to John in Arkansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Yeah, that's right. Greetings.
In the homeless racist, John. Hey, what's up?
Wait a minute.
Wait, what did you say? Greetings what?
The Zionist Jewish occupied zone.
Oh, okay. That's right. What's on your mind, John?
Everybody's whining about Louisiana and the aliens and stuff like this, but I ain't talking about the movie.
He's talking about the illegal aliens.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Arkansas population has been bumped up overnight. A million some people now.
Okay.
We inherited Louisiana.
Yes, you did.
And yes, we did. Now, check this out. Meantime, the mayor here in Little Rock, Rich Mayor Daley, is still concerned about the homeless camps that are unsanitary and running us out of the woods and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, man,
yeah,
that's a bummer.
Yeah, I know. See, he's talking, oh, we welcome the people who live there open arms, but in the meantime, he's telling the police and the public works department, clean out those camps.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, are the hurricane victims being housed somewhere, or are there a lot of homeless hurricane victims?
Yeah, they're
victims?
Housed at the state fairground.
Is that right?
Right.
With what, trailers?
Here in Little Rock. I don't know about trailers. They just got cots set up in there.
Can't you go over there and say, hey, I'm from Louisiana.
That's what I was just thinking.
I just got flooded. Can I live here?
And it won't work.
Why not?
Number one.
What, do you have a homeless ID card that I check?
Hey, number one, you just can't come in there and say you're from Louisiana. And then go to the bag
up. Just go in and sound like a Cajun. They'll believe you.
I don't know how to do an accent.
That's okay. They won't know.
Clear. I mean, if he talks like this, he ain't faking it.
Well, the mayor's still concerned about the camp.
Wait, what would they say to you?
As big of a mouth as he has, they know who he is.
Yeah.
If you type in Mayor Daley of Little Rock, you will find out nothing good about this guy.
Oh, I'm sure. Most mayors are crooks.
Because it said that, Little Rock is number one meanest city toward the homeless.
Yeah. Is that right? Little Rock was the number one? I thought that was...
voted by the National Coalition for the Homeless. They got a website.
Man, why do you put up with it, man?
Plus, it's on my website. I linked their banner to my website.
Uh-huh.
Now, meantime, we got wide open borders from all these aliens from Mexico and Guatemala.
John, I've got a couple of questions about this meanest city in the United States for homeless people. Now, you're homeless, and live in the meanest city for homeless people in the United States.
That's right.
Why? Why don't you leave? I mean, it's not like you live there. You could leave.
I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm like the people in Louisiana.
You're homeless, dude. You
but
go
you don't
anywhere.
Have anywhere to go tonight.
Hop on a Greyhound bus or something.
Oh, really? Well, I'm too lazy to work, remember?
I do remember that.
Hey, man, it doesn't take much work to offer some fellatio services. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-SPORTS-ON. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, if you got to eat... You got to do what you got to do. More coming back tomorrow night. We'll see you at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com, and we will see you online. Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Killing me.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.